A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
No, keep your queries and questions coming in for Tony. We've one here from a listener who's not happy with their friends and some of their family. They seem to have nothing better to talk about than other people. And sometimes it's not just talking about them, but cutting their character to pieces. I find this sort of gossiping very upsetting and offensive, but I don't know what to do about it.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that that is inbred in Irish habit. It's gossiping. It's part and parcel. I grew up with it. Everyone on the street gossiped to some extent, but sometimes it does get malicious. And that's when it's malicious, when it's thoughtfully malicious. It's not only is it a sin in the old Catholic sense, but it's also against the law. It's violence, in my opinion, and I know it's verbal violence, but it can actually lead to real violence. Gossiping is definitely something that I myself, you know, I feel myself literally tightening up, my fists clench when somebody is gossiping about somebody like that. Now, there is reporting, but that's done to an authority. If somebody is stealing or doing something out of the way, they need to be reported. But gossiping is a different level entirely. And, I'd agree. I mean, the only thing I would say to that individual is to stay away from those people. You know, have a five-second, how are you, and a good boy kind of thing, rather than get stuck into conversations that can turn into gossip, you know?
Would it be worth not engaging, not reciprocating? If someone says something, just say, all right, and change the subject. Not to engage in the gossip or tell a story about somebody else then.
That'll work for you, but it won't work for them. That'll just pass over them. They won't even notice that you didn't take part in the gossip. But if you make it too obvious, then you might be labelled as an old grouch, you know, and what's the point in speaking to him or her? It's something, you know, that needs to die out. I mean, I can see why it developed. You know, in society there was no telephone, no radio, there was nothing much at all in rural Ireland, and the only place that you got a bit of news was the gossip, and that gossip very often turned into news which was not kind about neighbours and friends.
Many instances.
Gossip doesn't have to be true or untrue. Gossip is talking about people in a disparaging way. And it sometimes it's true, sometimes it's made up. But it's still not a good idea. If somebody is doing something out of the way that is illegal or whatever, they need to be reported. But that's done through an authority and not with your friends. So it's not good for the listener and it's not good for the person that's doing the gossiping. So it's something that hopefully in time will become less, as it were, in Irish society anyway.
Yeah, and that's part of it. Is it a question, Tony, finally, on this, of you know, some people will talk, it's a natural thing, people talk about people, but it depends the level of it, that. If it's just general chat, that's fine, but if it gets malicious, does this person then have to say, right, I'm not getting involved in this, I don't like the way you're talking, and absence themselves from the friends, shall we say,
that is one way of doing it. It will, sometimes you lose friends that way. But you're right, that's a very important point. It is important that we know that so-and-so, poor old Maggie, isn't doing well. You know,
Now,
I would say that in conversation and leave it at that, because if you start going into details about Maggie and, well, I remember when she did, and, you know, that is then gossip. But reporting something like that to other friends is not gossip. Gossip is when it becomes too engaged and a little malicious edge to it, yeah.
Okay, all right. Stay with us, Tony. We're going to talk more about this and other things. Get your queries and questions in for A Problem Shared. We'll have more with Tony McGinley after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Another query in here from a listener says, some of my friends have said to me that I'm generally grumpy and unsociable at family events and outings. When I think about it, I really would prefer not to have to go out and spend time making small talk in a public place where I don't feel comfortable. Then there's the financial side of it as well. In some hotel or overpriced restaurant, I reckon the attitude shows up when I'm out. Should I decline the next time or what if I'm not happy with it?
I can identify to a certain degree with that, yeah. It's a matter of communication. All these sort of situations that we deal with, most of them are about the lack of communication. And if you only show your feelings when, as it were, somebody prods you, as in, you know, we're going for lunch next week, and, you know, then the communication tends to be overcooked. It's too rough and ready at that time. So what you need to do is get talking about how you feel in a gentle way. And if you find yourself becoming anyway sort of, you know, your voice is raising, you're becoming a bit tense in yourself, that's the time to stop, because that's what kills communication, especially in families. And basically what you need to do is pick your time. Have written out exactly what it is that you don't like and why you don't like it. Now, if it's long-winded, that goes against it as well. It should be literally two or three lines which tell the story. I don't like going out because, one, I feel very uncomfortable in such and such a place, and two, usually the food goes against me and have an upset tummy or whatever.
Yeah.
It needs to be very clear and very short. And then when you get the chance in relaxed conversation over a cup of tea or out and having a coffee somewhere or whatever, that's the time to use that sort of, you know, I've been thinking about going out and I know you love to go out and I don't, and this is my reason. And that repeated maybe a dozen times over a number of months will begin to get the message across. And if you're understood, there'll be room made for you. In other words, if they know you hate going out, they might say, look, you know, why don't you go in the bar and have a pint while we're having our lunch or something like that, you know? And generally, people are very, very prone to helping another person if they get the chance. But if it ends up as a challenge and you're like a big heap of old manure there sitting with a big face on you, it'll get people's back up as well, and you won't be the most careful
popular
person in the group.
Family member, yeah. Or friend member of the group. Is it important, Tony, that like the one answer is to stop going, but then you're cutting yourself off for family and friends? If you are saying what you're saying and like just explain it to them, write it out what you're going to say and say, look, I don't like these events, nothing to do with ye, I just don't like the event or the surroundings, that you, if you were to withdraw from them, which would be one answer, that you find other avenues of connecting or other type of events that you'd go to either with your friends or family.
Yeah, if they understand how much this is affecting you. But getting that message across is the important one. And most people, you know, if somebody has a bad stomach, they're not going to be invited to a lunch, not because they don't want their company, but because they know they'll have an upset stomach afterwards. And if you can explain over time, and as I said, if you try to explain that in one conversation, it doesn't get heard. It has to be gently given over a period of weeks or months, and then people begin to say, oh yeah, he doesn't like, and they'll make arrangements around you. That is the most easy way of getting out of these situations, because if you attack them head on, you'll start a war. And then you'll be isolated, you know, they'll be labelling you as a troublemaker and that sort of thing. So what you need to do, as I say, is begin to get that message across very, very gently and over time. And once it's understood, I really will believe this, most people know that a few will get you the other way. They'll go after you to try and provoke you. But you will get most people will make allowances for you And like that, they might say, right, oh, we're going down to so-and-so's for lunch. Why don't you come and you can join us late and have a pint or whatever. And you know, that they'll make allowances for you if they understand how you feel. And that's not, doesn't become a challenge. Because anything becomes a challenge. You know, if somebody challenges me, I feel my fists tightening up and I go into a kind of defensive mode. And that's the thing you don't want to trigger in people. So, as I say, slowly and gently try and get that message across.
Yeah, that's an important point. Tony, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us about it again this month and giving us your views on those queries. Anyone with any questions for Tony McGinley for problems here, get him into us now ahead of next Thursday. You can email or text us. You can WhatsApp, you can voice note them into us, 083 300 3300. Email Kerry Today at radiokerry.ie, or even write in a letter to Kerry Today, Main Street, Tralee, County Kerry. Tony McGinley on the line with a problem. Shared.